information presented is general in nature and should not be considered legal, accounting, or tax advice. Regions reminds its customers they should be vigilant about fraud and security and that they are responsible for taking action to protect their computer systems. Fraud prevention requires a continuous review of your policies and practices as the threat evolves daily. There is no guarantee that all fraudulent transactions will be prevented or that related financial losses will not occur. Visit regions.com/stopfraud or speak with your treasury management officer for further information on how you can help prevent fraud. Regions Bank, member FDIC. Hello, my name is Brant Boyles and I work for Regions Bank on the treasury management team. We've created a three-part podcast to highlight trends relating to fraud and outline a few items that we think will help provide some education and a few ideas on methods you may use to protect your business from a variety of emerging fraud threats. Cybersecurity ranks as one of the top concerns for businesses, according to multiple surveys conducted over the past few years. This looming threat of losses associated with a fraud event has every prudent business owner and financial executive seeking ways to protect their assets and mitigate the potential impact of a fraud event. In our previous sessions, we discussed vendor change in terms and malware. Today, in our final session, we'll spend a few minutes discussing cybersecurity and ways to protect your business. I'm joined by Randy Wilborn, Vice President and Treasury Management Product Manager, responsible for our fraud solution products, and Connie Payne, Senior Vice President of Treasury Management Digital Customer Experience. Connie, welcome to our podcast series. Where do we begin? Can you help us understand the scope of the threats that exist today in the digital transaction world?
Thanks, Brant. Unfortunately, cybercrime is one of the greatest challenges facing companies today. Businesses of all sizes across all industries are at risk. Regardless of the payment channel you choose to use, it's no exaggeration to say you are a target. Recent surveys indicate that the global cost of cybercrime is expected to reach a staggering $6 trillion by 2021.
Wow. What are some specific cyber threats our clients should be aware of?
So there are many different variations, but there are four that we seem to see most. The first, and probably the most common, is business email compromise. This is the situation where a vendor or executive is impersonated for the sole purpose of requesting fraudulent payments. Then there are the messaging deceptions. This is phishing, smishing, and vishing. These are deceptive email, text, or telephone messages intent on tricking you into providing personal information. Then there's malware. This is malicious software that allows the fraudster to access private information or control your computer. And then finally, there's the low-tech social engineering. This is the use of deception to manipulate people into divulging confidential or personal information.
Thank you, Connie. Randy, is there anything a business can do to prevent this from happening to them? Are there any procedures a business could implement to help protect against the attacks?
Sure, Brant. There are several actions that we suggest to help protect the company from fraud. First, partner with the information technology team to make sure the security patches and firewall software is up to date. Also, utilize safe browsing and set firewall parameters to prevent employees from visiting high-risk websites. Avoid using only email to authorize new payments or payment changes. In fact, call the vendor or request at a known number outside of the email to confirm payment. And never use phone numbers or account numbers within the email to confirm payment changes. Never open an email attachment or link from an unknown sender. Refrain from including private information on your social media account. Also, be fraud aware and develop an associate training program to inform, educate, and most important, to test associates on fraud, and clearly identify and document what your internal process is for addressing it. Finally, empower your team to fight fraud with determination. Trust me, you'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Randy, and thank you, Connie, for your insights, and thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast. If you think you've been victimized by fraud, contact our client services team immediately at 1-800-787-3905. For more information on tips to protect yourself and your business, please visit our webpage at www.regions.com/stopfraud.